Hansen is credited with several conservation efforts. They include helping the late Senator Gaylord Nelson convince President Kennedy to okay special protections for the Apostle Islands, and help Nelson pass the National Wild and Scenic Rivers Act. Now, only a few months after Hansen passed away, some state lawmakers want to honor him by designating about a mile of the headwaters of the Brunswiler River in Ashland County as the Martin Hansen Wild River. Representative Gary Sherman says Hansen loved the Brunswiler.
The Hansen family donated hundreds of acres of land to the state of Wisconsin to help protect this watershed, and they took other actions to be caretakers of this watershed over the years. It's something that Martin really believed in.
Sherman says the Wild River designation would limit new development along the shoreline, but protect an existing dam and piers. Sherman acknowledges the trend lately has been to remove many small dams around the U.S.
This is a natural area where the dam has been there so long, and it's a very small dam, where the dam has been there so long that the natural nature of the place is based upon the impoundment. And there's lots of wetlands there and habitat for many, many things.
A hearing on a bill designating the portion of the Brunswiler as a wild river is scheduled for today in Madison. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.